Today's Wednesday, November 24th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Paul Butler.
And I'm Nick Eicher. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, Caregiving Part 2. Yesterday, we introduced you to Angela Chapman. She's been the caregiver to her husband, Steve, for more than half of their marriage.
We asked them to use their smartphones to candidly record parts of their day for our story. In part one, we heard from Angela about life as a caregiver. And today, World Senior Correspondent Myrna Brown picks up the story from Steve's perspective.
All right. It is Thursday, and the alarm just went off, and I'm awake.
50-year-old Steve Chapman is a Georgia transplant from Kentucky, with a slow drawl and a quick wit.
So that is why I sound very country. I talk slow.
After studying physical education in both college and graduate school, Steve began working as an athletic trainer and later as a middle school physical education teacher. He and his wife, Angela, met at church. The two were married in 2000. 2 years later, a then 31-year-old Steve was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Their daughter, Abby, was born in 2003, and Jonathan came 3 years after that. By 2010, Steve could no longer walk. In 2012, they had to move out of their traditional two-story home and settled into the basement rancher they have today.
One, two, three.
Inside their spacious aqua-colored bedroom, Angela is helping Steve into dry clothes.
Since the pad's wet, my shirt's wet, so we will have to take the shirt off. Now we are rolling over, and now my shirt's off, and she's finishing cleaning me up. Mornings like this, I feel it's frustrating and embarrassing, but you deal with it and get over it.
Color shorts today?
If it's okay, I won't wear shorts and just put a towel over me.
Why do you don't want to wear shorts?
Because it's easier for me to get to a cup so that when I urinate, I can urinate into a cup. It would be best.
The catheter extension Steve uses has made him sore. But it's nothing a few dabs of medicine won't cure.
All right. You want cheese sticks for lunch?
Before long, they're back on their rigorous schedule. And the morning sun, pouring through the kitchen window, slowly fades into afternoon shade.
And I'll be checking in on you.
Steve, when Angela leaves and the kids are, you know, they're already at school and you're there by yourself, what goes through your mind?
Probably the first thing that goes on my mind, what's on TV today? Or is there a replay of a football game? Because that'll take up about 3 hours.
Other than occasional visits from family and friends, Steve says most days home alone are filled with dogs and boredom.
Talking to dogs often, it is not a good thing because they sometimes act like they can understand.
Well, hey, yo! Hey, puppies! Hey, puppies!
It's 3:30, and Angela is just arriving from a full day's work at her family-owned business.
How are you?
Steve is hungry for engagement.
All right, I got to get some groceries out of the car.
You need help?
No, but do you think that you could help me do some invoices?
I can.
If I set the computer up while I get dinner started?
Sure.
Okay.
You have to believe me.
You think I can go out with you and get a drink?
You can, or do you just want me to grab it for you?
Whichever.
As I listen to that conversation, I notice Steve's insistence on helping with the groceries and Angela's reluctance. So I ask them to elaborate.
Sure, you can help me.
I get tired of just sitting around and watching everybody else do stuff. So I may not be able to hold a lot of things, but I've got a hook on the back of my chair.
Because my schedule's so crazy and I'm always rushing to do one thing after the other and I'm tired, a lot of times I just don't want him to help because I know that it's going to take longer. But there are times when he's just tired of being by himself, tired of being stuck in the house. So I'll take him to work with me just to have some social interaction. Makes him feel
useful.
Hey, kids.
Mm-hmm. While the Chapmans are still learning how to navigate the challenges of long-term illness and caregiving demands, conflicts are never far away. But at the end of the day, they say they're thankful their family's foundation is built on solid ground.
The biggest reasons that we are still together is the vows that we took or gave to each other, but more importantly, we promised God. And we were going to be together till death do us part or Angela kills me.
All right, I'm going to hop in the shower.
Okay.
Reporting for World, I'm Myrna Brown.
Lee.
Lady.